It's Wayne Mauser, local news.
Good morning. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. Final pickup of storm-related organic waste and construction materials begins in Neenah Monday at 6 a.m. and will continue through the rest of next week. Materials should be ready by that time as crews will begin picking them up throughout the week until all storm-impacted areas have had one final pass. After Friday, September 4th, residents may be responsible for the removal of materials from their property. In addition to organic waste, storm debris may include loose materials such as siding, roof shingles, construction wood, fencing, and other loose construction materials damaged by the storm. City crews will not be picking up dirt piles or chipped wood piles. Those materials can be taken to the Winnebago County Solid Waste Facility at 105 West County Road Y in Oshkosh. Residents are also asked to keep gutters clear of yard waste. The city street sweepers are not able to clear those materials. Yard waste materials in the gutters may back up storm sewers. Governor Tony Evers has formally requested a disaster declaration from President Donald Trump for the July 27th tornado that ravaged parts of the Fox Valley. In addition to the damage in Outagamie and Winnebago counties from the EF3 twister and the storm that spawned it, Evers' office said there was damage in Forest and Vilas counties in northern Wisconsin as well. The request includes individual assistance from the Federal Emergency Management Agency for affected households, public assistance for emergency work and infrastructure repairs in Vilas and Winnebago counties, and help from FEMA's Hazard Mitigation Grant Program to reduce the impact of future disasters for the entire state. Preliminary damage assessments of more than 2,300 residential properties by FEMA and Wisconsin Emergency Management estimated a total of more than $8.2 million in damage. Another $13.8 million in damage was estimated to have been caused to public sector infrastructure. Nearly $13.3 million of the total verified damage was in Winnebago County. The request for federal aid comes after Evers declared a state of emergency following the storm and activated the Wisconsin National Guard to help with cleanup and relief efforts. Evers also declared a period of abnormal economic disruption, an effort to fight price gouging. The race for Wisconsin governor remains close. According to a Marquette University Law School poll released on Wednesday, among likely voters, Democratic Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley led Republican U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany 49-44%, with 7% undecided. Among all, the poll's margin of error for all voters was 4 percentage points. During their August 17th meeting, the Ripon Area School District approved a question and resolution to stage an operational referendum on November 3rd. Bob Nelson reports for Civic Media News.
It would succeed to expiring referendums previously passed by voters. The referendum is tax neutral, but district business manager Jonah Adams says due to drops in aid from the state, there will be an increase in the millage rate, which will result in an increase in property taxes of $7 more per $100,000 of value on a home.
Our equalization aid is going to drop by more than $300,000. And so what ends up happening when the state aid goes down, local property taxes go up.
District Superintendent Ron Rivard says the community has had a long history of supporting the two referendums that are sunsetting over the next year and a half.
Historically, we've been passing operational referendums consistently for the last 17 years.
Rivard says between now and the end of October, they'll be doing information sessions on the referendum with as many different groups as they can. I'm Bob Nelson reporting for Civic Media News.
The city of Berlin is taking applications for an at-large alderperson seat. Samantha Staube's resignation from the Common Council recently took effect. Qualified residents of the city that would like to apply must submit an application and resume to the city administrator no later than 4:30 p.m. next Tuesday. They can be dropped off at the city clerk's office or sent to Post Office Box 272 Berlin 54923. Application forms are available on the city's website or can be picked up at City Hall. The Common Council will hold the nomination meeting at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, September 8th in the Council Chambers of City Hall. Applicants will be interviewed and the Common Council may vote to appoint the new alderperson. According to Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development, unemployment rates for July increased in 22 of the state's 72 counties, decreased in 25 counties, and stayed the same in the remaining 25 counties. The inconsistency was reflected in jobless rates in area counties. Dodge County's rate decreased to 2.7% and Green Lake County's rate to 3.3%. According to federal labor statistics, unemployment rates held steady at 3.2% in Fond du Lac County, 3.3% in Winnebago County, and 3.5% in Washera County. The jobless rate in Waupaca County increased to 3.2%. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate last month decreased in the city of Oshkosh to 3.4% and increased in the city of Fond du Lac to 3.7%. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. Governor Tony Evers is making another request to President Trump, this time for federal disaster aid after July storms in the Fox Valley. The governor is seeking help for people and communities in Forest, Outagamie, Vilas, and Winnebago counties. State and federal damage reviews estimate more than $8 million in residential losses and nearly $14 million in public sector damage. The request follows an EF3 tornado in the Menasha-Appleton area, along with high winds, hail, power outages, and water system problems. Wisconsin is part of a proposed $17 billion settlement with Meta that aims to make Facebook and Instagram safer for children. It'll send up to $313 million to the state. The agreement follows a multi-state investigation into claims that Meta knew its products could harm young users, but failed to do enough to protect them. The settlement must first be approved by a court. The Wisconsin State Fair is reporting an increase in attendance. More than 925,000 visitors were counted during this year's 11-day event in West Dallas, an increase compared to last year's edition. However, the number is well short of the record of more than 1.1 million fairgoers in 2024. That was the third consecutive year the fair saw at least 1 million visitors, but is now falling short of that mark for the second straight year. Next year's event is scheduled to take place from August 5th to August 15th. Badger football games are adding competition to the concession stands. Fans will be treated to new menu items this season that's called Battle of the Dogs, where a new hot dog will be introduced each home game based on Wisconsin's opponent. That includes the Michigan State Spicy Spartan Dog and Rutgers Fat Dog. Camp Randall Stadium will be offering other new menu items this year, such as the Badgers Cheeseburger and Takis Street Corn. A woman convicted in the Slender Man stabbing case wants out again. Now, 24-year-old Morgan Geiser's attorney is once again filing a petition for her conditional release. A Waukesha County judge formally signed off on Geiser's conditional release in July of 2025. She was placed in a Madison group home the following September and escaped from it in November. Geiser was found at a truck stop outside of Chicago and returned to Wisconsin a few days later. Her conditional release was revoked December 23rd of 2025. Measles cases in southwestern Wisconsin continue to increase. The latest update from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says the number now stands at 61, including 17 probable cases of the illness. Iowa County has 35 confirmed cases, while Grant and Lafayette counties are also impacted by the outbreak. DHS officials say residents need to be aware of measles if they haven't already been notified of being directly exposed. Wisconsin anglers may need to change which fish they take home and eat under new state health guidance. The DNR and Department of Health Services have released an updated Choose Wisely booklet with fish consumption advice for waters across the state. Some areas, including parts of the Yahara River chain and the Wisconsin and La Crosse Rivers, now have stricter warnings and do not eat advice for certain species. Officials say fish remain a healthy food, but contaminants such as mercury, PCBs, and PFOs can build up over time. Green Bay city officials are warning residents about a phishing scam targeting people after submitting certain permits or applications. Emails may come from unofficial domains such as USA.com and will demand payment via wire transfer. Some emails have also threatened delays if fees weren't taken care of immediately. The city says residents can verify the request directly by contacting the Community and Economic Development Department. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
The Packers hold a joint practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens at training camp in Green Bay, where things got a little chippy at practice between the Packers and Arizona Cardinals. At least four fights broke out. Packers tight end Tucker Kraft.
You know, I thought we got a lot of good work in. You know, you can always expect some chippiness, but as far as all the joint practices I've been a part of, this wasn't that bad.
The two teams playing their final preseason game tomorrow night, kickoff 7 o'clock. Baseball. The Brewers and Mets tonight wrapping up their series. Brewers pitcher Dustin May knocked out after his first pitch on a comeback hit, thwacking him in the back at 106 miles per hour. Enter Robert Gasser, who pitched the next six innings. The Brewers won 8-1.
He was great. He really was. I mean, that's not an easy assignment. And he knew he was available tonight and gave us parts of six. Made big pitches at big times. Jockey him through that.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a really nice day today with plenty of sunshine and a high in the upper 70s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to near 60 for a low. And then tomorrow, another sunny, pleasant day with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Local interviews, podcasts, and more are always fresh and always on file at thebug.fm.